Mr. Bundy on 9-0.
The five ambassadors are now ready to go on a kind of an ultimatum basis with the Panamanians on the language that we were talking about without international. And Tom is very eager to have your okay to go ahead. There is a paragraph in their report which is aimed to bridge the difference between the Panamanians on international and the omission of the word. They accept the omission, which would go, with respect to the text set forth above, the delegation, this is their statement, not ours, desires to state that the English and Spanish versions are equally authentic. The word agreement in the English text and the word convenio in the Spanish text are used in the broadest sense these words have in international law. Tom Mann goes on in a memorandum, I've suggested to the ambassadors that the phrase in the broadest sense is ambiguous, can be interpreted as meaning treaty. In reply, the ambassadors have said that if the delegation is asked by the press to define in the broadest sense, they will state that the Spanish and English words encompass all the meanings that these words have in international law, and that this meaning can range all the way from verbal agreements to treaties. Since this is the delegation's statement, we should be careful not to interpret it ourselves, but to refer all questions of interpretation to the delegation. Now, my own view is that, and this I take is the Secretary's view, I've talked to Tom and not directly to him, that the only thing we're pinned to is the two paragraphs and your statement, which are the same as the documents you saw the other day. Tom is more and more eager to get this thing out of the way so that we don't come into the OAS meetings next week and try to persecute the Cubans or prosecute against the Cubans with no diplomatic relations with Panama. But I know that you have a different sense of the balance. Incidentally, he reports that he had read the Riot Act yesterday on Raymond's story to the five ambassadors, and he's learned this morning that Raymond is going out with Moreno's daughter. Moreno is the Panamanian. So that he probably doesn't even need to get the leaks, although there is at least one very leaky member of the delegation of the OAS-5. But I think what it amounts to is that unless we are prepared now to back off from a text that we agreed to, I think myself, rightly, I agree with the Secretary and Mann, and I know you're not sure you're happy with it yourself, we ought to say, go ahead.
Well, I don't want to say go ahead, Mac. If they say we'll take international out of the text of one statement and put it in our text, that's what they're doing, isn't it?
Well, they are putting it
in... Is that the effect of it?
The effect of it is to say that agreement can mean anything from agreement to disagree up to a treaty. And actually, your own press conference statement said that you didn't exclude it. You simply weren't going to agree to it.
That's right, and I'm not going to have them interpret this as an agreement. That's what they're going to do with this other statement. So I think we better look at it. I know that it's awfully important that we settle some of these things and they're mounting and picking up, but I'm not that anxious to settle it, and I'd just rather write them out and take the consequences than capitulate, and I'm not going to agree to take out treaty and international and negotiate in one document and put it back in another and say, well, they can ask the press and so forth, because I think that you're putting off the day of reckoning. I think that when the time comes then that you haven't got a treaty, they're going to say, you misled us. Here's what we said. You let us do it. You agreed with us. Now, I'd rather have their hatred and their respect for my honesty than for them to feel that for them to love me for a moment and think I'm deceptive. So tell Tom, let's just, that's my feeling, and let's cool on it. And I've got to go to this Greek church now.
Yeah, I do.
And we'll come back afterwards and we'll talk about it further. But I don't think we ought to acquiesce in their saying anything that would imply that we're agreeing to it. And that's what the paper's done the last 2 days. And I'm almost ready to run away from anything on account of that until we can have a fresh start and have a gentleman's agreement between that men, both men live up to. I don't like these special interpretations put on it by through somebody's daughter going with some reporter who writes that the fight's over one word, but this is what it means, and Johnson doesn't like the word international, but it's going to mean a treaty end. And then I just know what's happened, my friend. I just know it as well as I just watched Nixon this morning.
You do the strangest things to give yourself pleasure.
No, but I just know what they're going to do. You heard them, weren't you, in this meeting the other day, and I called them down on Panama?
Yeah.
Well, now, Tom Mann's going to be buried way down there deep, and I'm going to be catching hell from every one of them.
Well, there isn't any doubt about it. It's easier to be an advisor than president, Mr.
I'm going to be doing what I know is wrong. I don't want to do that, so just tell him that we're not going to do it now, and we'll reason it out. We don't want to be obstinate, and we want to be amenable to things, and he'll present it in a little different light when we get back from church. But
what time will you be back, Butler?
Oh, I'd guess 12:30.
Oh, you're not going to be as long as that at the church, aren't you?
Well, I'm going by Charlie Marsh and leave some flowers.
Oh, I see.
Editor friend of mine that lives out in the same neighborhood.
Well, you've got Bolin at 12, and maybe I can put him off if you want.
I would put him off a little, because I'm not going to be
there. You've got Paul Douglas at 12:30.
What have I got for Bolin? What can we do?
Well, you really need to listen to him and make sure he is doing the damnedest we can so that the record with Lodge is good. That's the only substantive thing, I think. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to bring you a report on that. We've got Douglas at 12:30, and Everett Collier at 1. We're going off with Pierre at lunch to try and get the lowdown on what these fellows are going to ask you Saturday. And we'd like to see you at the end of the afternoon to work on that, because that's going to be the biggest public audience you've had, I think.
What is today, Thursday?
Today's Thursday.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll move Bolin and bring Tom over, I think, because I think this is... Whichever way you decide it, you want to be damn sure you've looked at it all the way around.
Yeah, I'll tell him I'm pretty strong on it, and...
I think what I'll do is see if that recording language can't be changed.
Yeah, Tom capitulates easier than I thought. He was the strongest guy you ever saw, and he started. Is he... there's some forces that got him worried.
I honestly believe that he feels that he has won this one, and...
Hell, he ain't won it.
You're looking for the third touchdown instead of the second.
He ain't won it if he's telling them all he's going to have a new treaty here.
He's not telling them that.
What they're saying, in effect.
Let me go back at him and have him here instead of Bolin at 12.
Okay.
Right, sir. 12:30, rather.